Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, nobody gets a free pass. I don't think he'll lead Fianna Fáil into the next election. Well, those were the words of TD Barry Cowan. Fianna is speaking to the Sunday Independent about his party leader, Micheál Martin. A majority of the party's ministers, TDs and senators do not want the Taoiseach to lead Fianna Fáil into the next election, according to a survey today by the Irish Examiner. So will Micheál Martin's leadership of his party survive his handover of the reins to Taoiseach to Leo Varadkar? Well, I'm joined now by Fianna Fáil TD and member of the Public Accounts Committee, Mark McSharry, and by Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Mark, I might come to yourself first. Are you surprised by those comments of Barry Cowan to the Sunday Independent yesterday?
No, not particularly. I mean, obviously the priority at the moment for all of us is to fight COVID, to undo the false start that we've had in terms of the vaccine rollout and mimic the incredible success of the likes of Israel. And get our children back to school. That's the priority. But obviously, in parallel, we deal with internal matters. And Barry was doing a broad-based interview, I think, on his political career generally. And he reflected, I suppose, the thoughts of much of the organisation nationally in the context of the leadership of the party.
How much of the organisation do you reckon? Is it the majority of people that you'd be speaking to that would expect that Micheál Martin wouldn't lead the party into the next election?
Well, look, as I've said before, I mean, everybody, including Barry Cowan, support the leader of the day. But equally, it is incumbent on the leader to be aware and conscious of their own popularity and the value of their leadership in the party's mission, which, of course, is delivering for the people. So in my experience, and I've been in contact with a lot of grassroots members, not just the elected members, of course, councillors, TDs and senators as well, would be that we are in broad acknowledgement of the substantial effort and contribution of Micheál Martin through the years. But equally, I think there is an expectation that in advance of the next general election that there probably will be a change in leadership.
Well, Micheál Martin doesn't have that expectation. He said during Christmas that he plans to lead the party into the next election. Do you think he knows that this is the view, as you believe, in terms of your experience of speaking to people of a large number of the Fianna Fáil party?
Well, I think that you'd need to interview Micheál Martin directly to get his personal opinion, but obviously it's something that the party will decide as a whole. And I think that all good organisations of a reasonable side, be it political, be it sporting, be it in business, embrace change. And it's required from time to time. And I think that after a decade in advance of the next general election would be an appropriate time.
So if it's in advance of the next general election, how far before that would you see this as something that would need to begin?
Well, I'm not in a position to put a date on it. I mean, obviously, it's something that the party as a whole will consider. But it's always something that's up for consideration at different times. But that's not to take from the overwhelming focus of the entire party and all its apparatus at the moment is very much on COVID. And as I've said, and as we've seen in the Irish Times today, and indeed my own statement to RTE on Saturday, the very slow pace of the vaccine rollout and the disorganisation around it is a matter of huge concern. And that's certainly were my priority and many of my colleagues' lives.
Where should the next leader come from then? I believe you have your eye on the capital.
Oh, that's just a personal view. And look, in politics, personal views are scenery from the public, but ultimately the party as a whole will decide from a personal perspective. I mean, in a political context, the Greater Dublin area is in the region of 50 seats. The Greater Cork area has 30 seats. And I think a party that is in the relevant position that Fianna Fáil are currently in would benefit greatly, I think, from having leadership based in Dublin.
Sure. I just wonder, Mark, is this not very damaging for Micheál Martin? I know you're talking about how the party is focused on the job at hand and what's happening with COVID, etc.
Sure.
But if you have senior TDs such as yourself and Barry Cowan, and I'm going to speak to Malcolm now in a second, a senator, and many others quoted in Danny McConnell's piece today in the Irish Examiner raising questions over the Taoiseach's leadership, you're only 1 year into government. You know, where does his authority come from if he's facing that sort of undermining talk in public from his TDs?
Well, I suppose, as you'll know, Sarah, from interviewing me over the years, if you ask a question, I'll answer it. And that was the situation in terms of Daddy McConnell's inquiries. And I'm happy to tell you the truth as I speak to you now as well.
So in your opinion, in the truthful opinion, does this leave his authority severely undermined to have this happen?
No, not at all. As I said, the party in all of its guises support the leader of the day, and I made it clear that the leader of the day must also assess their own position on an ongoing basis.
All right, Malcolm Byrne is also on the line. Malcolm, what do you make of all this, and what's your position in relation to Micheál Martin's future as Taoiseach and leader of Fianna Fáil?
Good evening, Sarah, and Happy New Year. As Mark would have said, Micheál Martin has my support. Now it's certainly not the time for leadership election. I expect and I know that the Taoiseach and the ministers are focused on dealing with the public health crisis. But I do think that that midway transition period at the end of 2022, that may be an appropriate time to reflect on the direction of the party and the government. At that stage, we'd be looking at, you know, the delivery by Fianna Fáil in government, and we can then examine who may best be able to articulate a vision for this country and how we see it in 2030. I think my point that I made, and when Danny asked me, is, you know, Micheál does have that long-term vision, but there are certainly issues around communication. And I think the challenge for Fianna Fáil is about much more than the leadership. We have to assert our identity more clearly. That's difficult in government. And for a centre party, that's particularly challenging in the polarised political environments we now find ourselves in. Mm.
So your issues with communication, if Micheál Martin improved his communication within the party or improved the issues that you have in terms of his communication within the party, could your mind be changed on this? Or do you think he has to move on come 2022?
Well, if you look at 18 months ago, Sarah, just over 18 months ago, Fianna Fáil had a very good local election performance. We elected a lot of very good local councillors. And at that time, questions were being asked after those local elections about Mary Lou McDonald's leadership as Sinn Féin leader, better performance there. Simon Harris was clearly under political pressure. So the political landscape can change enormously in 18 months. But there is certainly a challenge for Fianna Fáil. I mean, the poll numbers, you know, they can't be ignored. I know my colleague Carl Crowe, you know, said it very clearly in the piece. People do pay attention to the poll numbers. The party does need rejuvenation. We do need to resonate more with the public. Part of that is going to be about delivery in areas like housing and health and education. But we also need to clearly articulate where we stand. And that has been a problem. And I think, you know, Jim O'Callaghan's piece in yesterday's Sunday Business Post, you know, where he spoke about how the party needs to clearly articulate where we stand, you know, that's certainly a challenge that we have. It's well known that we've had communication challenges.
Are you putting all that at Micheál's door then?
No, I mean, ultimately, the leader has to take responsibility for some of that. You know, I think Micheál Martin is, I mean, I made the point, he has great vision. He certainly has. He wants to get out there and solve the problems. You know, if anybody had asked, you know, in a modern period, would you want to have been Taoiseach at a time of COVID or Brexit, along with all of the other challenges that we face around housing and climate change and so on? You know, they are enormous challenges for any Taoiseach to be facing. I think the issue, though, is going to come that we as a party are going to have to look at our own identity as a party, who we do want to see leading us into the next election, and the kind of vision that we will see for this country in 2030.
Right. I just want to go back to Mark McSherry briefly, Mark, and I have to say we're getting a lot of comments to the programme from listeners saying, what are ye at? We're in the middle of a global pandemic. Figures on COVID are as high as they've ever been. Everybody's worried, everybody's scared, and Fianna Fáil is having an internal jostle.
Not at all. I mean, parallel to what we do externally, this sort of work goes on all the time. As I've said earlier, I'm an issues-based politician. My priority this week has been to highlight to government and indeed publicly the disgraceful situation with regard to our lack of preparedness in terms of the rollout of the vaccine.
Yeah, no, and sorry, Mark, and you've made that point, but just briefly, I mean, we have Brian Cowan on the front of the
front. That is where the focus is.
But the fact is, that's not where the focus is. Brian Cowan was on the front of the Sunday Independent yesterday. Another front page story on the front of the Irish Examiner today, with a lot of people quoted on the record raising questions about Micheál Martin's leadership.
Yeah, And the reality of that...
Sorry, Barry Cowan, excuse me.
Yeah, and the reality of that, Sarah, is when the likes of yourself or Danny McConnell or whomever ask us, we'll answer questions. Mm. But if you want to know what's consuming all of us today and yesterday and for weeks and months, it is the COVID crisis. You ask a question in relation to leadership and you've been given the answer, which we're happy to give. But I'd much prefer to do a lengthy interview about the COVID situation, about the fact that we need one voice, somebody like you've had, like Jack Lambert earlier, who knows vaccination rollouts throughout the world.
All right, and no doubt we will get you back.
Instead of the spin that we're getting on a constant basis, where we have the head of the HSE telling us today everything is on target, everything is going great, we have 40,000 vaccines since last Saturday week, as of last Friday night, 1,770 of them were used. Now, at a time when our numbers are at heading for 6,000, as you rightly pointed out earlier in the show, that is not good enough. Okay. That is where my focus is.
Sorry,
but I am happy to fill you in on some internal issues.
Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil Health Minister, also told us everything's going great with the vaccinations. Is he spinning too?
Absolutely, if that's the case. I'm sorry to say it, but I will call it as I see it, and it is simply unacceptable that a European vaccine manufactured in Belgium is being rolled out to the extent that 12% of the Israel population were done as of last Friday, and we had 1,700 at a time. We have our biggest surge, as Professor Jack Lambert. Europe... The EU responsible for this.
That is a longer conversation.
That they put in early in the situation.
And maybe
like
one that we'll have with you. But thank you so much for joining us, both of you. That's Mark McSherry and Malcolm.